Talk about abortion today. It seems like it's in the news nationally and statewide. First of all, Cecilia Tombelli is with 40 Days for Life. And I know, Cecilia, you recently kicked off a big push that you have. Tell us about
it. We did. We just kicked off this week a prayer presence that we will have for the next 40 days at the Woman's Choice Abortion Clinic. It's on Centurion Drive off of Kreitz Road and St. Joe Highway. And what we will be doing it's a massive pro-life effort focusing on prayer and fasting. What we're saying, Tony, is we're going to humble ourselves like we do in the state of Michigan and pray to God for an end to abortion. And some really exciting things are happening in Michigan to that effect. And we believe that's through prayer. And we're literally reaching out to women with love and compassion and real choice with our physical prayer presence every day for the next 40 days.
And from our past conversations, I know that 40 Days for Life is nonviolent, non-confrontational, I guess I should say, but you feel that you're an alternative for women. You believe that many times that they're pressured into getting abortions, and you want to let them know that that you can help them. You can help them with money, with jobs, with keeping their baby, with finding other alternatives, whether it's adoption or whatever. There's other ways.
We do. We don't provide those services, but what we do is advertise, promote, encourage, and reach out to groups like Project Rachel for post-abortive women, Hannah's House, Shared Pregnancy, Pregnancy Services, St. Vincent Charities. All of these places are just chomping at the bit, waiting to help women, to help them out with their material needs, their emotional needs, their physical needs.
Okay, the law says that people can have abortions, women can have abortions legally. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And recently I heard the former Assistant Attorney General of the state of Kansas speak right here in Lansing. He was the one who went after that notorious abortion doctor, Tiller. And he said, you know, truth isn't dead, in our opinion. There are absolutes. We cannot, as a nation, promise to treat all people equally with human dignity and then live a lie. So real freedom and real choice isn't saying it's okay for some mothers to kill their children, but it's not okay for other mothers.
But
it's either true or not.
The law says that women have the right for choice, and if they choose to do this, they should be able to do it without a hassle.
Right, and think about what comes with the law, which allows for abortion. What comes with that law is chaos and disorder and darkness, and so we point out natural law. And what natural law tells me as a mother of six, that mothers don't kill their children. When mothers are in a crisis situation, what they do is they find an alternative. Maybe they can't take that baby home and raise it. But natural law tells us we don't kill that child because we can't provide for it. And we have living proof here in Lansing that there are a lot of options.
All right, you and I don't agree on something. If someone wants to protest outside an abortion clinic, that's fine. That's your right. I don't agree that children should be there, but what you folks do is you will go out in front of these clinics and you will pray, correct?
We do.
Okay, and you'll take your kids sometimes.
I do, and what I teach my kids is that a positive look at women and babies is the way we want to keep it. Abortion in cities where we have prayed has dropped by sometimes as much as 28%. Abortion facilities have closed down, and people like Abby Johnson, whose story is told in the book Unplanned, have had a new door open in their life where instead of seeing babies and ultrasounds being sucked out of vacuums, what they're seeing is, I can actually give women who are post-abortive healing and a chance for life instead of depression, instead of suicide, instead of all of these.
How old are the kids that you take with you?
My youngest little Catherine is 7.
That's not too young.
And then I've got a daughter who's 18.
Do they know the 7-year-old? Do you talk about the details? How does that work?
Well, we don't talk. We have no graphic signs, so they never have any images in their mind about what abortion really is.
But you think a 7-year-old understands what they're doing?
A 7-year-old has such a beautiful, pure innocence about hope in life. When we lose our hope, when we lose sight of the truth, when we lose sight of some absolutes, that's when I say, I feel really sorry for that child. But my children have hope. They believe in prayer. They have a great, deep faith that every child was formed in their mother's womb, that God knew them, and we praise Him for how wonderfully they've been made.
All right, as you are in front of the clinic, people walk up to go into the clinic, what's your reaction to them? What do you do? What do you say?
It's a very low-key, kind of peaceful, very somber sort of feeling out at the brim of the grass. We're unfortunately prevented from really approaching anybody because there's a huge parking lot between the door and us. But because of prayer, through God's grace, grace and truth, working together in faith, sometimes women do approach us, and they're very far away from the door. Sometimes they don't want to go in, but someone's pressuring them to go in, so they come to us.
All right, Cecilia Tombelli is with 40 Days for Life. Cecilia, when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of items. The Michigan Senate passed an abortion bill, and I know you're eager to talk about that. But also, there's been a Congressional House panel which has launched a probe of Planned Parenthood. We're going to talk about Planned Parenthood, how they're subsidized by the government. We'll do that next.